Good morning. It is 8:18, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. And joining me today in the studio is Andrea Thomas, who is the Outreach and Enrollment Manager over at CERT. She's here to talk to us a little bit about enrolling in healthcare for the open enrollment period. Hi, Andrea. Thanks for joining me.
Hello. It's great to be here this morning.
Excellent. So we've got a couple of events coming up that you want to let everybody know about. So let's just tell them about those first, and then we'll talk a little bit about what those will be telling us.
Okay. Well, as most everybody knows who's been reading the newspaper and listening to the news, you know, the Affordable Care Act has what's called the individual responsibility requirement, or the individual mandate, which means people need to have health insurance or face a penalty, and the deadline is March 31st, which is really coming right up. So we have lots of help available in Sitka, and one of the things that's going to happen next week is on February 27th, on Thursday, from 6:30 to 7:30 at the UAS building, we'll have a presentation about how to sign up for healthcare.gov. And followed by, on March 1st, a time at the Student Learning Center from 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon, where there'll be a couple of trained assisters there to help people get on the computer and enroll on healthcare.gov. So those are two things that are coming up, which are going to be great.
Yeah, that's an excellent thing for people to be able to access information on, because this has been a notoriously complicated process for people.
It has been. And I think what people need to realize is that there's a lot of assistance. It can be really overwhelming, especially when you're talking about insurance and all the new language. So there's a website, healthcare.gov, that you can actually go on yourself and apply. But I've been having a lot of people come in saying, oh, it's just too darn confusing. So I am here to assist people, and we actually have other people at CERT trained. My number is 966-8883, and you're welcome to call that. I meet with people from 8 to 5. If you don't have that kind of schedule and you work at night or something like that, there's the national line that you can call 24/7, and that's great. You can actually do all the enrollment online. And that's a 1-800-318-2596.
And when you call that number, is there an actual person you get to talk to, or is it all automated?
Yes. No, there's an actual person that answers, and they help you with the whole thing. You can actually do all of it over the phone.
Great.
And so these are some of the things you'd need to pull together before you make those calls. You need to have your Social Security and birth information, and you need to have your modified adjusted gross income. So some people use their 2012 income tax. Lots of people have jumped ahead of the game. Not jumped ahead, but they're really on the ball and have gotten their 2013 taxes done, and you can use that. So I just want to back up a little bit and talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, because I think there's a lot of confusion around that. So Affordable Care Act have brought in some insurance reforms, and those have to do with, no longer can insurance companies say they won't insure you because you have a pre-existing condition. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize the impact that makes on so many people that have had a pre-existing condition. So that's covered now. And also, they have changed so that insurance companies used to be able to have a lifetime limit for insurance. So you can imagine, if you're a little kid and you had leukemia and you had a lifetime limit, you could use that up pretty quickly. That's against the law now. And they also put a cap on how much you pay for out-of-pocket. So that's $6,350 for an adult, and double that.
Is that
for a family?
For a year?
Yeah, for a year, which is a huge, you know, you can really...
It's good to make the distinction. That's
right. Right. And so, again, there's some really positive things that have happened. So when people fall within a certain income bracket, which is between 100% and 400% poverty level. So I'll just give you an example. If you're one person and you're filing and you make between $14,350 and $57,400, which is a pretty big span there,
mm-hmm.
you'll probably be eligible for a tax credit to help for your premiums. And also you might be able to get help with paying for other out-of-pocket expenses. You know, insurance is like learning a whole nother language. It's deductibles, co-insurance, all these things.
Right.
But bottom line is You can get assistance paying for your monthly premiums, and you can get help paying for deductibles. Deductibles is what you pay before insurance kicks in, and the copay insurance is what you pay after the deductible is met.
Right.
So I'll give you a couple examples. So say you're a fisherman, because actually this is particularly helpful for people that are self-employed. So let's say you're a fisherman, you're 42 years old, and after the season's done and you pay all the things you need to pay, you make about $25,000. So with your tax credit, you could pay a premium between $79 and $145 a month. Well, most people know that by insurance, that's a really, really good deal. And your deductible could be between $500 and $750. And you might have a cap of total out-of-pocket for the year to be something like, you know, between $1,000 and $5,000. So really, most people that have come into my office and have gone through this whole process, some are in tears because they just can't believe what a good deal, that finally they can get insurance when they haven't been able to have insurance for so long.
Right.
So I think people are afraid.
Yeah.
You know, it's just too confusing. And I say, don't wait. Come on in. Call for assistance and come to this presentation and actually this open enrollment event on March 1st.
Right. Well, and so when you're talking about the assistance, the tax break, that is something that becomes very apparent during the enrollment process, or is that, do you kind of get hit with what the total bill is and then later on you find out, oh, okay, but you get a little bit of assistance? Because I think sometimes sticker shock can be a real thing where people are like, holy cow, and then later on they realize they can maybe get that tax break. Is it all sort of combined together where you're...
It's all combined together.
Good.
So when you're going into the program and doing it online, you put a number of things. You create an account, they verify your identity, you put all your income in, and then they just churn it through. It's pretty quick, and they tell you what you're eligible for. So then at that point, you can decide. Then you can look at the different plans that are available to you. So it's right there. And then you can take your time deciding. You don't have to decide right then and there. And that's really helpful.
So there's choices. There's options and
lots
flexibility.
Of choices.
That's good. I think sometimes choices are good, and then sometimes it can be
overwhelming.
Yes. Which is why these presentations and this help that you guys are offering people is so great. I know for me, you know, sometimes just too many choices when it comes to something that's already a complicated issue and a big issue.
Right.
And so the enrollment period ends on the 31st.
That's right.
And so what happened? I mean, if somebody, it's April 1st, is there just no more enrollment? You do not get to have insurance for the rest of the year? Or when? How do those enrollment periods, are they spaced out?
So March 31st is the end of the healthcare.gov enrollment. And that's your ability to get help with monthly premiums and out-of-pocket expenses. And if you don't have insurance by then you'll face a tax penalty in 2014. So the first year, it's pretty nominal. It's $95 an adult and half that for a child, or 1% of your income. The next year, it's a little bit more steep, so $325 a person for a penalty. And then it keeps going up. So it's 2% of your income, and the next year it's 2.5% of your income. So it gets pretty steep. So if you have insurance, you're covered. So if you don't have insurance, now is the time to really look into getting insurance. If you fall between these income categories, you can really get assistance. If you make above that, you still actually can get a pretty good deal through healthcare.gov. I just had somebody the other day, and what they could get through the healthcare.gov was half of what they were paying right now
out
of pocket. So you still can get a really good deal.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you about this if you're below the 100% poverty level. And I've met with a number of people that this falls under. Alaska, Alaska did not do the Medicaid expansion. So for people who make below the poverty level, it's... come and see me, and it's a little tricky.
Yeah.
For that.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, this is two great events. This is February 27th, that's coming up at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at UAS, correct?
Yes.
And then another one at on March 1st, which is an enrollment event, and that's from 1:30 to 3:30, and that's in the computer lab at UAS?
It's the Student Learning Center, yes.
Excellent. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
She's been here talking to us about enrollment for the Affordable Care Act, and thank you so much.